BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Tuesday's podcast. Jack Whitehall plays Innuendo Bingo. It's a good one. Chris has a show and tell for us, which I'm a little bit disturbed by. And we go straight to Fuse ODG and tell him to let us do his live lounge this Thursday with him.
BBC Radio 1.
Good afternoon, it's Scott Mills here. All right?
You all right?
Yeah. Do I look weird today?
You look a bit out of it. I'm worried that the training's really doing you in.
I have been kicked in the head three times today.
And why has that happened?
Just part of the routine. No, it's not. It's just, like, it's a handstand that goes a bit wrong.
Okay.
At the moment, obviously on Saturday, on Strictly Come Dancing, it'll be fantastic.
But why are you getting kicked in the head when you're trying to do a handstand? That just doesn't happen.
No, I'm not doing the handstand. I am receiving the handstand from behind. And I'm misjudging it at the moment.
Okay, so your dance partner goes into the handstand. The legs go towards your face. You've got poor coordination, so the legs are in face.
That's pretty much it, yeah. Anyway, today we've got Innuendo Bingo coming up with Jack Whitehall. We spoke to him at the Teen Awards, didn't we? And
yes.
He is well up for this today.
I think this could be a really good one. He seemed very keen.
Yeah. So it's Bad Education. It's the last one this week, isn't it? And it's tonight. So we've got Jack coming up at 1:45. You can listen to it. But to make it better, you can watch it on the Radio 1 website. Here's what happened, a little bit of what happened on Thursday, when Strictly's Tim Wannacott off of Bargain Hunt and his dance partner Natalie Lowe played Strictly Come Bingo. Okay, now we've got another daytime TV institution. We're going to Tuesday's Countdown, and showbiz reporter Richard Arnold is here in Dictionary Corner. Have all got your water in your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Richard always loves being around celebrities, but there's one person in particular who gets him really excited.
I think one of the extraordinary acting talents is this Leonardo DiCaprio, and I think you interviewed him for Wolf of Wall Street?
Wolf of Wall Street, yes,
indeed. Is he going to be...
What a charmer. Do you know, he's 40 next month, so when I met him on the red carpet, I visibly stiffened.
Richard Arnold there, visibly stiffening at Leonardo DiCaprio. Kel Surprise. So 1:45 today, it's Jack Whitehall. I can't wait for this.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
I've just had the weirdest text from my mum.
What's happened?
Obviously, she knows that I'm using my feet a lot at the moment. She's asked me, she's got a good deal, obviously, on, like some bargain website, asked me if I want a fish pedicure.
Oh, I've seen these before. That's the one with the millions of little fish in, and they come and nibble at your feet.
Are they a bit, now? Are they still on?
Your mum strikes me as the kind of person that would have a foot spa she might be able to lend you.
She actually has got a foot spa.
Which she blatantly got as a present from you at some point.
Now, has she been on Hoopon or one of those ones like that? Well, it sounds like that. And got, like, some kind of deal? Why would you offer me a fish pedicure randomly?
Yeah, and would you be going together? Because that's another weird one, isn't it? One
I'm not
foot
doing
in
a fish pedicure with my mum. And what she doesn't know is when I went on holiday to Thailand, I decided to have one already. And then...
Why would you do that?
What?
That's well weird.
It is odd, but I wanted to try it. And they were like, fish pedicure is really cheap. But then one of the fish eating my feet died. And then the others decided to eat the dead fish rather than my feet. Because they kind of nibble at your feet.
What are you on about?
It's true.
So your feet smell so bad you killed the fish.
Yes,
fish pedicure.
I think so, yes.
Oh, no.
So it's a no from me, Mum.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, let's stop talking about feet now because there's some text coming in that are making me feel a bit...
And fish as well. Let's leave
fish
both.
And feet. Let's leave that off at lunchtime, shall we?
I mean, few people saying you can pick up all sorts from that kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm not doing it. Sorry, Mum. Don't care what deal you got.
Does your mum do that regularly?
I don't think so, no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Jack Whitehall.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Thank you very much for having me onto the show.
That's okay, Jack.
Big fan of you on Strictly. Favourite in our household.
You loving it?
Yeah, loving it. It's amazing.
Do you want to throw your support behind Scott right now?
Oh, absolutely. It's already behind you.
In its winner?
As soon as you did that lobster thing, I was with you forever.
Oh, thank you.
Forever.
Ever?
Yeah.
And ever.
It's amazing.
Okay, if you could tell all of your Twitter followers that, that'd be amazing. Yeah.
Does that happen quite a lot with you, famous? So people will come up, especially when they're on competitions like that, and basically ask for your support. Because there's always videos of support.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you've managed to get support videos from some people.
I'm going to call in all the favours.
Yeah?
Why not?
I may have bumped into some X-Factorers. outside
oh.
and lent my support to two separate parties on two separate videos.
Have you really?
Because I felt embarrassed that I was giving it to one and not the other.
Oh, no. So who have you...
Well, I gave it to the eight-piece boy band.
Don't even
who were very lovely.
Okay.
No, they were lovely chaps.
Okay, so but did you do a video?
I did criticise them for knocking out the female version of me on Sunday night.
I know.
Which really upset me.
Got rid of the posho.
I had I have my little dual career going on. People genuinely thought that was me in drag.
So you've... I can really see that.
And that is, if I was in drag, I would... That, Chloe Jasmine is pretty close to what I would do.
If you dragged up, that is you.
It is.
So you've done one for Stereo Kicks. That's them.
Mm. And one for the Zimmies.
What?
For the Zimmies.
For those ones.
What are they? Oh,
for the...
They were lovely as well. And I've got
my own, no doubt.
You know them.
I don't know who the Zimmies.
Describe them.
The two nice...
I'm going to show you
chaps
pictures.
And two nice ladies.
Two up, two down.
Is two that- up, two down. No, they're not called that. Only the Youngs.
Only the Young.
Paul Youngs? Paul Young. I'm
Will Young.
Will Young and Paul Young. No, okay. I don't know. They were... They're them. No, not them.
And was your message really sincere?
Yeah, it was. It was, because they're so nice.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to watch.
I haven't watched much because I'm watching you on Strictly. Anyway,
that's right.
I watched a little bit of X Factor, but I mainly watch you on Strictly. And
it's a highlight, isn't it?
It's so good.
So it's the last one ever of Bad Education tonight.
Yeah,
10 o'clock on BBC Three. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
I know, it's the last ever episode. It's really sad.
It's been a huge part of your life for a long, quite a few years now.
Yeah.
Is it true you cried at the end of filming?
Yeah, I did a bit. I got a bit emotional. I mean, This is, like, I'll preface this with that I cry, I'm a big cryer, I cry. I've cried at Deal or No Deal twice now, at two separate occasions where I've been watching episodes and Noel's built it up so much that when she gets a blue box, I just burst into floods of tears. So I'm emotionally quite unstable. So this for me was a genuine emotional sort of part of my life because it was like saying goodbye to all the kids and I've been with them for 3 years and although I haven't taught them anything, you know, there is a little sort of teacher-pupil dynamic going on.
Is it like that video where you see when it's the last day of filming on Friends? Is it like
Was. Yeah, there was lots of hugging and sort of. But it was a really fun episode to film as well because it's got the sort of knockabout fun, bad education comedy that people like, I think. And then at the end, it just there's a bit of a gear shift. And
but why have you got to say never say? Surely it's never say never in this situation. Surely there'd be some kind of reunion thing that can happen at some point, right?
Or do you think this is
sounding like one of the BBC guys now?
Yeah.
They have said that several times, and I probably should have. But I know I felt it was the right time to end it because the kids are all like in their 30s and 40s now, and it would seem a bit weird if they're still going. The bully Grayson is genuinely in his late 20s. No, he's older than me,
is he?
Yeah. So it's a bit weird when we film with him.
It's going to be like Glee if you carried on.
Pai, who plays Ying, is I think 28.
Wow,
so she's older than me as well.
It's a bit like how long can they keep doing the in-betweeners for?
Yeah. Well. I think they might have given Joe Thomas something. They might have injected him with something that's stunted
I think
they've his
frozen
growth.
Him.
They have, yeah. Because
they're all 50, aren't they?
I know Joe, and I've done Fresh Meat with him, and I've actually seen him in the buff, and I think they've halted his pubescence somehow because he's remained as a teenager for a long time.
Oh, that's interesting, because I thought you were going to say he's got the face of a child, but underneath,
He has the body of a child as well. It's all child.
Roll on the next film then.
Filming with Joe next time I see him really awkward.
That'd be good.
No, he hasn't. He's got a man's body.
So where are we at in tonight's episode? Alfie has quit.
Alfie's quit. He's gone to work in home... No, not home base. DIY home stores, which could represent any of the popular home stores.
Based stores.
Yeah. So I go to work in DIY home stores.
But then there's a lot of kind of what ifs, aren't there?
What ifs?
Is he going to go back?
Is he going to go back? Is he not? There's the school prom. Leighton, who plays Stephen, the flamboyant kid in my class, goes to the prom in drag as his female alter ego, Stephanie Fierce, which is, he looks absolutely stunning.
I need one of those for Strictly. I need like an alter ego.
We've been saying this before.
Does it make me more confident?
Do you not, was Flounder not one when you were, is that not an alter ego enough?
I'd quite like to have one. I think it would help.
Beyonce does that.
Yeah.
That helps.
Not anymore,
perform.
But she did.
What was that one called?
Sasha Fierce.
You almost need the,
like
to bring
a Ziggy Stardust type thing as well. You could maybe go.
Yeah.
Maybe Barry. Barry. Bring out the Barry in you.
Yeah.
It just needs a name. And then when you go out and perform on Strictly, you're Barry.
I'm not Scott, I'm Barry.
Yes.
Barry Mills.
Yeah, yeah. Loads of people are saying they're really gutted it's over and they were watching the last episode tonight. So it's on BBC Three at 10 PM. Can we just discuss your attire today, please?
I always wear these clothes. Right, that was the rule, right? Just come in what you normally wear and bring a change of clothes. Okay, I already wear these.
It's a Take That t-shirt from the live tour 2011.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
It was good, though.
Were you there? Wembley?
Was that the one where they brought the elephant on stage or something? Was it an elephant? It was an animal.
It was the big man.
No, there was also...
No, there was a giant elephant at one point.
There was an elephant.
You're right.
Not a live elephant.
But it went through the crowd, didn't it, to get to the stage. Massive elephant.
Did Robbie Williams tell you that? Because he may have seen it in his head. He was quite excited that night.
However, I don't think that was the... That T-shirt's the Progress tour.
Yeah, this is Progress.
All the Take That fans will be on telling us.
It was the one with the big man.
Okay.
And
I went
with my mum and my sister. Yeah. We had a really, really good evening.
And your jacket, discuss.
The jacket is a new rave jacket bought from a new rave festival.
Really good.
Snazzy, yeah.
And do you have a change of clothes? You obviously don't mind getting the Take That t-shirt wet.
No, as I say, Scott, this is what I always wear.
That's right.
This is what I always wear.
Okay, let's get on with it then. We'll play Twin Atlantic, Hold On, and then Jack Whitehall plays Innuendo Bingo. I'm looking forward to this. We've got some good clips today. If you want to send any in, send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Could you please ask Jack if he knows if and when they are making a new season of Fresh Meat?
Possibly, yeah. I think next year.
Okay, that's from Michael in Essex, who wanted to know.
Oh, thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael. So, and more people, including Gemma and Lucy and Julia, are also gutted about the last episode of Bad Education tonight and asking you to at least do a Christmas special.
I'm sorry, guys. I'll try.
Try my best. If you want to watch this now, it's on the Radio 1 website. It's worth checking out, really. Well, one, because it's Jack Whitehall, quite famous, and two, because also the outfit. Whoa. Go to bbc.co.uk/radio1, anywhere where you can get the Radio 1 website. Are we ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Are you get ready? The cameras on.
Cheers, mate.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Okay.
I'm not sure what they...
Well, put it all in, but you've got to acclimatise a bit.
Put it all in. Please don't swear. The first blast of water is the deepest. That's the one where... remember Hodor, who just says Hodor? Mm. Decided to swear. Never said anything else in his life, and then the first thing when he got hit with the water was a swear.
Very different.
So thanks for that, Hodor. Brilliant. Okay, here we go. Jack Whitehall's on Innuendo Bingo. Let us know if you're watching, please. It's always better when you watch. Okay, lots of water, please. And first we go into Strictly It Takes Two, where my absolute favourite person in the whole world, Craig Revel Horwood, is talking to Zoe Ball. Now, I know that Zoe has fun with all the dancers when they come on that show, but I had no idea that it went this far.
Zoe, you know from experience, halfway through, some of the best dancers end up in the bottom.
And then they slip out and we lose them.
OK. Good one to start with. No one wants that, do they?
And then they slip out and we lose them.
Thank you, Robin Sheffield, for that one.
Some of the best dancers end up in the bottom.
Speak for yourself, Craig. Now, an all-time classic from the Commonwealth Games. And Claire Balding's inappropriate question suddenly ruins a wonderful interview with Dame Susan Boyle. Here we go. Not at the bin, Jack. If you could aim for his face, that would be better. Claire Balding.
Well, I was very gobsmacked and very honoured and very excited to be here.
And you've also been involved in the Queen's baton relay. Where did you take the baton?
One of the favourites. Okay, you got Jack straight in the face there. Susan Boyle there.
Where did you take the baton?
Okay, now we're going back to just this morning on BBC Radio 2. And Chris Evans has had an email from a listener who seems to have found a way to keep himself entertained on a very long journey.
Morning, Lynn. This is from Stuart Clark. Morning, Stuart.
Morning, Stuart.
He says, I'm sitting in my wagon in Wisbech or Wisbeach, waiting to get loaded onto the ferry so I can be blown all the way to Glasgow.
Oh, dear.
Chris Evans there with Lynn Bowles.
So I can be blown all the way to Glasgow.
That's 300 miles or more. It'll be hours. Kevin in Ayrshire heard that one and emailed it straight away to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You can do the same if you've got a clip. OK, now over to ITV for Ray Mears' Wilderness Walks. Now, Ray has been on TV for a long time and I was concerned that he might be kind of losing his touch with age, but as you can hear, Ray's as sharp as ever, even in the rain.
It's always a good feeling if you get it up just in time.
Jack, your spraying is different to everyone else's that we've had on on this competition, and it's brilliant.
It's like a water gun.
It's really good.
It's a short, direct hit to the face.
It's just short, like a water pistol, straight to the face.
It's a bit like Smell My Flowers.
Yeah, yes it is, off of Clowns. Ray Mears, they're struggling with a canopy.
It's always a good feeling if you get it up just in time.
Thank you, Laura, who emailed that in last night.
Sorry, that's good. Oh,
okay.
Ray.
Oh, Ray. David in Hendon says this is the best one for ages. Robbo in Reading had those trackies when he was 12, Jack.
Yeah.
Ellie.
The exact pair.
Exact ones, yeah, he's watching. Eddie from Essex says, can you say hello to my boyfriend Jack, also called Jack. Hi, Jack.
Hey, Jack. Hey.
Okay, another all-time classic now, and it's a BBC Breakfast reviewing the Daily Papers. Now, this man is staggered to read some surprising news about one of our national treasures in the middle of a report about nutrition, Chris. What happened, Chris? Do you know what's coming? Okay. Well, what's up with you? Why is it spilling out of your mouth? Here we go.
Sorry, oh God.
Oh, Jack, you've lost it now.
It's his little face.
I know.
Right,
don't
look
at me. Come on.
Don't look at me. Right.
Okay. A report about nutrition. BBC Breakfast reviewing the day's papers. I'm on, you two. Here we go.
And so he's really painting a very bleak picture and saying we have to re-educate ourselves. And in the middle of it, he fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
So good.
Oh, his fingers, shockingly, I might say, Delia Smith.
Okay. If you have any clips for any of the bingo, send them in to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Over to last night's Four in a Bed now on Channel 4. Water, please. A bit of spit there on your chin, Jack's really attractive.
Oh, God, yeah.
No, it's all fine.
Is that mine or yours?
On Four in a Bed, this man is surprisingly open about the problem that him and his wife are currently having in the bedroom.
I couldn't get it down last night. It took me ages, and Pat's had a problem getting it up this morning. They need an instruction manual, these things.
This is ridiculous.
It's a good one, isn't it?
That's good. I just went all over myself.
Oh, you messed yourself.
They need an instruction manual, these things.
They are fiddly, aren't they? They're struggling with a set of blinds there on the window.
Pat's had a problem getting it up this morning.
Reese from Fortrose sent me that one. Now over to The Life of Mammals with David Attenborough. Now, the great thing about these big BBC nature documentaries is that they remind us how much we have in common with the animal kingdom. Water? Here are some wolves involved in a very human struggle.
It's a bonding session that reminds each hunter of its place in the team. Invaluable in the struggle to come.
Oh, those wolves. David Attenborough there.
Invaluable in the struggle to come.
And finally to BBC Radio 4. Here we go. Last one. Radio 4, we're learning about a pioneering female mountain climber who had some very strange ideas about how to get the job done.
She did. The longest journey she did was 25 miles in one day across a mountain pass. But they did realise that actually it was quite unsafe going down on a donkey.
And that is Jack Whitehall in Ewan Domingo. Did you enjoy that?
Oh, it's very good fun.
Very fun, isn't it?
Very wet.
Very wet, Jack's wet.
I cried a bit. Oh, don't get emotional.
Don't cry again. Remember, it's the last Bad Education tonight, 10 o'clock on BBC Three, so watch it. And thank you very much,
thanks,
Jack.
Guys.
Might want to get changed now, thanks.
I need to go and warm myself up.
I would. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Okay, so we've got Calvin Harris, Blame coming up, and a bit of One Republic from the Live Lounge. They were fantastic earlier. Mm. Right, mate, so what's the plan for Thursday's Live Lounge?
For Fuse.
Fuse ODG on Thursday. We need to get involved.
I'm really keen for something to happen, but we've not heard from their people yet.
Have we asked?
I don't know. I mean, have the questions been asked here in the studio? Producer Will?
Stop doing that wavy hand thing. It doesn't mean anything.
I think this is one of our great ideas, but no one else is willing to embrace it. No one wants to ask the question, which is, can we be involved in this Live Lounge?
I want to be involved in...
I really want to be involved, but it seems Daddy here is not letting us do it.
Daddy, let us do it.
He's frantically right. He said he'll email.
Okay, well, thanks for your
help. But then CC us in it as well, so that we know that you definitely have.
Wavy hand. Mm. So non-committal, isn't it?
It has to happen. But what would we do?
We're just going to be on Tina, obviously.
Yeah.
Not on Tina, I mean, on the track.
Obviously. But, I mean... What,
well, I mean, it's up to you.
Do we do the... A see!
Blazing! But he's not. He doesn't do the blazing bit, does he?
Perfect. So that's what we can do.
Okay, cool. All right, well, we can ask the question. And let's not forget that Fuse ODG is following me on Twitter.
True
so
that.
I could ask him...
DM.
Should I DM him?
In fact, no, don't DM him. Do it public. And then if everyone else can help support that...
Okay.
That
can everyone question. Tweet Fuse ODG now and tell him that we want to be in the Live Lounge on Thursday when he's in?
Great.
We won't cause a scene. We won't mess it up. We'll just be in the background going, is he? Because it's one of my favourite things to do. The Scott Mills Daily. Thanks, Jack, for coming in today. If you missed watching it, you need to get involved with that later on. Jack Whitehall today on Innuendo Bingo. On Thursday's show, we're doing another Strictly Come Bingo with the Mirror Ball, with two more people from Strictly Come Dancing. And it's Alison Hammond.
Oh, wow. Oh, I didn't know this.
Did you not know?
No, I didn't know this.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
She's got a massive mouth.
Right.
And Aliash, her dance partner, and that's going to be on Thursday at 1:45.
That's going to be strong. So have you discussed this with her yet?
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'm coming on your show, it's blizzard spitting water or something, bab. I'm like, yeah, that's what you got to do.
I love every week that we get a Strictly Come Bingo contestant on, you always do an impression of them. It's become a weekly thing for the announcement.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, show and tell time?
Yeah, I think so.
Keen?
You're going to love Alison Hammond, by the way.
I've never met her.
Oh my God, she's going to be your new favourite. Okay, what have you got to show and tell for us today, Christopher?
Just something I found on the internet. I want you to have a look at the computer screen on your far left here at this picture.
Okay.
There's a couple there. Do you want to kind of have a guess at what they're up to?
Okay, well, they're on a road, like a pavement next to some parked cars. There's a wall on the other side. They're just kind of walking down a pavement, going for a nice walk.
Casual as anything. He's got his shirt off.
He's got his shirt off. He's wearing, like, joggers. Yeah, they're quite a fit couple, aren't they?
Do you want another clue?
Yeah.
Okay, have a listen to this.
Okay.
What's up, everyone? It's Vertical here. I have with me Maria, my girlfriend. We've been dating for a couple months. And I'm taking her to the park.
Okay, right, so they've been together for a couple of months, and he's taking her to the park.
Mm.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Seems like a nice thing to do. Could be a date.
Good-looking couple, aren't they?
Yeah. Do you want to see why they're so good-looking?
I think I do.
Have a listen to this next clip.
And I'm taking her to the park to go work out with her. That's right, literally with her. So check out this video, guys. I hope you like it.
Right, so this is a video of them working out in the park.
2 months into their relationship, as a couple, this is what they do. They do workout videos together. And there's loads of these on the internet. Do you want to have a look at one and just... We can kind of commentate on it.
Okay, right, so this is mostly music, right?
But
I have to describe what's happening now, and we'll let you see this at some point. So Oh, okay. She's doing.
I mean, it's quite full on. She's got his legs around him, and then we'll kind of
lean up. Doing kind of sit-ups, but every time she does a sit-up on him, she kisses him.
Yes.
Okay, now they're on a bar together. Oh, they're doing pull-ups.
But casual as anything in the park there.
But her legs are wrapped around his waist. He's still shirtless. But they're doing pull-ups on a bar.
They're basically using each other as gym equipment.
This is so weird. Why is everyone around them? There's a park full of people. Why aren't they going, what are you doing?
You know, just the normal gyms that you get in parks? I've never seen this happening before live.
Neither have I. Who's videoing this?
Well, I found this video and then I did a bit of research. And I found so many of these couple workout videos online.
Come on, that is impressive. He's on the bar holding himself up and she is now kind of doing pull-ups around his neck, pulling herself up. She's fit.
How do you feel about this? I mean, the theory here is that couples who work out together stay together.
Now she's got her bum in his face and he's pulling her up and down. Oh, this is weird.
I don't know.
No, I don't like it.
You don't like
it? No, I don't like it.
You see, I think it's potentially quite inspiring.
Why?
I don't know. Just like sometimes working out on your own could be a bit dull.
She's now standing on his back and he's doing press-ups while she's actually standing on him in pink trainers.
Have you ever seen this happen at the gym?
I've never seen it happen at the gym. I've never seen couples working out using each other as the equipment.
But you do see couples in the gym, though.
Yeah, but not like they're using each other. That's weird.
Mm. It kind of reminds me a bit of you and your partner. Strictly dance person.
We've never done that together.
No? But the way they kind of use each other to climb up and down and weights and stuff like that.
It's not the same.
So what are we saying about couple workout videos?
No, I don't like it. But they're getting loads of views as well.
There's loads of these about.
This one's had nearly 2.5 million views on Facebook.
I know. But do you reckon then there's a gap in the market for fitness videos? Maybe we should just bite the bullet and do one ourselves.
Should we do one together?
What is it?
I can stand on your back. You can be shirtless.
I don't know how I feel about this, but it seems like an opportunity that we shouldn't miss out on.
Quite erotic, isn't it, in a way?
Well, it doesn't have to be.
Well, listen to the music.
The music doesn't help things.
I don't like it. But thanks for the show and tell, I think.
No worries.
I've never seen that before.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Foo Fighters, Something for Nothing. BBC Radio 1, new album out from them soon. Can I ask what you had in your search engine when you stumbled across this couples workout video, please?
I can't remember.
All right, cool. Funny that.
Do you know what? I think it just pops up on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
So I can blame one of my friends.
I reckon that we should do one. It's on the Radio 1 Twitter now. Have a look. If you want to see the weirdness of this couples workout video. I mean, they are getting a good workout because they're using each other as gym equipment.
I'm just fascinated by the amount of views they get. It does make me think there's an opportunity here, but then I worry all context will get lost at some point and it'll just be a video of me and you on each other.
Yes.
Which is potentially damaging.
Also, I think maybe we need to do it on a beach, like some of them are.
Oh, really? We've got to go to a beach?
Only it'll be like Morecambe.
Yeah.
Like they're clearly in California or Miami or something. We're in Cleethorpes.
Or Ruislip Lido.
Nothing wrong with Cleethorpes.
Like
or Morecambe. Ruislip Lido would be good, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Some people are also saying maybe we get Charlie Sloth involved.
Potentially
yes,
brilliant.
He could be our gym equipment. But once again, you're right. It's all about the write-up and what we say around it. You can't just post that video because people are like, what the?
No, and that's hard to put in 140 characters, exactly what we're doing.
It really is. In other good news, Fuse ODG has said yes to me and you on Thursday to be in the live lounge with him.
It's incredible, isn't it?
This is huge news.
He's tweeted it as well, so no going back on that one.
So we're going to be featuring on Fuse's live lounge on Thursday. Today is a good day.
The Scott Mills Daily.
A lot of people making comments on these couple workout videos that we were talking about earlier. And the thing is, once you've watched one, you're right, there are hundreds of others. I didn't even know this was a thing. Couples, mostly American, working out together.
A lot of them are just done to music. So a lot of them doesn't have much chat in, but they make for an entertaining watch also.
Well, they're kind of like, hey, and here's me and my girl walking to the park and then we're going to work her out. We're going to work out and we're going to use our abs and our core and our... And then it's like the music.
But they're almost like couple promo videos. I mean, is this a thing yet? Maybe we should start this up.
Are they just showing off Are they just showing off?
It's almost like, as you said, couples who work out together stay together.
Couples who train together stay together.
And they kind of, it's an excuse for them to put a video up as a couple.
Yeah.
Has no one done this yet? Because this might be a gap in the market as well. Couple, like, promo videos. Basically just videos showing how, like, imagine if you're a couple and you're on the X Factor and you get a decent montage and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, right. Yeah, okay. Like Jesse off Little Mix and Jake from Rixton. Now they're an item.
Mm.
They can make a brilliant like couple promo video. Here's us on the beach. We talked about that to Little Mix on the red carpet at the Teen Awards the other day.
Oh, it would have been good to know if they worked out together, wouldn't it?
I would quite like them to do a video. So we just found out that Jesse and Jake, are an item.
I can't believe this. When you said this to... Who did you say it to first? Was it Jesse first
yeah.
you said this? When you said that, I almost felt like the EastEnders drums were going to come in.
But I thought what I'd say, rather than, is Jake from Rixon your boyfriend? I thought I'd go straight in, like, so I've just been speaking to your boyfriend with confidence, and she would either go, who do you mean?
Or which one?
Or, yeah, or be really kind of out in the open. Yeah, and it was the latter. So it's all out there now.
I just had a chat with your boyfriend.
I know you did.
Yeah. Jake from Rixton. Is that official now?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, relationship status.
But how does it become
in a
official?
Relationship?
Is it like a Facebook thing? Do you have to change
no.
your...
No. He just asked me.
Did he?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so cute. I love pop star love. Oh. So he's flying off to New York after this. How long has it been?
Not that long. It's very new.
I love it though. I'm really pleased.
Are you doing like first dates and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Is it like a tricky cinema first date?
No. Do you know what? We had a first proper date that I've always wanted to do yesterday. We went to Tully's Farm and it was amazing. It's Tully's Farm. It's like Fright Night at Fort Park.
Oh, yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, I like that we both went farm.
Hmm.
I thought we were like, oh, good. First date, Owl Sanctuary.
But I couldn't believe it when you first dropped that one. I've just been speaking to your boyfriend. I kind of looked around going, what's going on here?
And it could have gone one of two ways, but it went well. So we got that out of her. That's on the Scott Mills Daily. All the interviews from the red carpet at Teen Awards. We got Ariana as well. You can hear that in full on our podcast.
When was the last time you actually bought something?
When was the last time I bought something, y'all? Every day this week? What do you mean?
That's us playing Normo or Not to see how normal she is or if she's lost in showbiz. The fact that she had to ask one of her assistants when was the last time she bought something for herself means not that normal.
Mm.
Although some of it, what she was saying, was fairly down to earth.
More normal than I thought.
If you hear an ice cream van, do you run after it?
No.
No.
Unless it's a non-dairy, vegan, coconut bliss ice cream truck.
Whoa, that's specific.
Oof, high maintenance.
Only on ice creams, though, I think.
That's right.
Very nice, apart from that. No, honestly.
She's lovely.
I was actually well surprised.
I mean, we've all heard things, but she was absolutely fantastic. So Ariana, Little Mix, Rixton, The Vamps, all of the interviews. And we did some really good ones on the red carpet at the Teen Awards on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Download it for free from the Radio 1 website if you haven't already. We could always do with more subscribers.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Looking good for Thursday.
I genuinely can't believe it. But then I worry that we've kind of signed ourselves up to do this. Everyone who's been listening has been tweeting Fuse. It's happening, but without the kind of permissions of any kind of management.
I know. We've kind of bypassed all of his management
yes.
and just gone straight to the actual horse's mouth.
Rude.
That's not the right phrase, is it?
No.
No. Straight to...
I know what you mean.
Yeah, straight to him anyway. Like, just kind of, you know, go to the organ grinder. I don't know what that means. Anyway, Fuse ODG, Thursday on this show, well, on Fern's show, but we'll replay it, obviously, because we're going to be doing the... Azee!
Blazing!
And then what do we do for the rest of the song?
I don't know. Maybe dance. You're good at that. Or we can work out together.
No! No! That'll put everyone off who's watching online.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Here's Charlie Sloth.
Ow!
It was almost a bit pained, that.
Was it?
Yeah, the way you kind of leant in there, it just felt a little bit like you didn't really mean it.
No, I meant it.
I can't even hear you.
Yeah, because you got the wrong mic on. That's probably why it felt like that.
All right, yeah.
Didn't have full effect.
I saw you do a little shoulder shuffle to Ollie Murs there.
Yeah, it was all right still.
Play that one extra.
Nah, it's not happening, cuz. It's not happening.
No?
How are you, Freddie?
Don't call me Freddie, please.
Come on, cuz. I've seen you with your movies. One, two, step in. Don't know. This week was much better than last week. I weren't sure about that crab outfit, fam. What? That crab outfit done you no favours. The little rings around your eyes, that was painful. That was painful.
The ironic thing, you are looking slightly crabby today, Charlie.
Rude.
Crabby.
This is red.
Because he's crabby. I should be the next one that I do as the crab. You all right?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. So you thought I'd improve last week on Strictly?
I thought you improved, cuz.
Well, can you get onto the judges, please, cuz?
Yeah, you know what? I'm not happy with them.
Are you not?
Nah.
Do you want to go down there and sort them out?
I want to go down there and have a word. Yeah. I just think it's rude, especially the dude's face who don't move. He just gets worse and worse.
Trevor Horwood?
Whatever his name is.
Yeah, okay. I love that you watch Strictly, because I wouldn't have you down to Strictly watch
it. I only watch it for you, cuz.
Thanks, man.
Otherwise, I would never watch it.
Do you switch off as soon as I'm off?
Kind of.
Oh.
Do you want to ask Charlie about the workout thing?
Yes, I do. Mm. So this thing that's massive on YouTube, mostly Americans,
yeah.
Quite fit couples, working out together, like couples workouts. Can we show him one of the ones? And this,
like, see, when you're saying couple workouts, like, I've seen these videos a few times, but I'm not sure if we're talking about the same ones.
No, it's not the ones you've seen.
Oh. No, they're just working out together. Look.
All right.
Yeah, there they are. They're just going to the beach. They're going to work out, and they're using each other as the gym equipment.
Wow.
So anyway, we thought there might be a gap in the market here.
Yeah. Why does it always have to be a gap in the market with you? There's not a gap in the market. There's already millions of people watching this. It's not a gap in the market.
All right.
The gap's already been filled. We just want to do our own one.
So we thought we could do our own, but then someone had a great suggestion on text, which was to get you involved.
Yeah, for it. You can stand on me in pink trainers.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with it, cuz.
Yeah.
I'm all about that workout life, can't you see?
I know. You are looking good, actually, at the moment.
Thanks, man.
Proper buffeting.
Yeah.
What,
Nice!
Nice! Yeah. What? Will you do it with us?
Yeah,
the workout.
Right. I'm involved, yeah.
All right, we're going to find a beach.
A beach?
Yeah, it's got me, like, because they're mostly in California, aren't they?
Yeah, Muscle Beach.
Yeah, all that. So we're going to do one, and so it's going to be like, we're not a couples workout, is it? It's kind of like...
Well, it'll be three of us.
Threesome.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah, all right, cool. Yeah. Let's play Real or No Real with Charlie Slough. He's on One Extra at 4 o'clock.
Oh, gosh.
At the Teen Awards on Sunday, Scott Mills forced one of the teen heroes to say on stage that he was a big fan of Scott on Strictly.
Did you do that?
No. Who knows?
I don't remember this. So I was, because I was stood right next to you. I was quite overwhelmed by the situation. 10,000 people at Wembley Arena.
Well,
yeah, it's big.
It was big. But the thing is, I was with you side of stage before that, and I can't remember you forcing him to say that, but you could have done it on the slide without me noticing.
This is Jack, one of our teen heroes, really nice guy. He's done a lot for kind of an anti-bullying campaign, and he quite deservedly won a teen hero award at the Teen Awards. We presented it to him. Did I force him to say on stage that I'm doing really well on Strictly? Did I make him say that to the crowd?
No, at one point he said, "Hello, Wembley," which is something I knew he wanted to do, but I don't remember him saying that. What do you reckon, Charlie?
I don't know.
Freddie
would definitely do that.
Mm. Why would I?
You would definitely. I can imagine you like, this guy's got a bit of heat right now. Let me get him saying that I've got the moves. Yeah. People would be behind me all the way.
I know you're a teen hero, but if you could
make it about me.
Make it about me. Talk about me.
It's not all
bring
about
you back.
You
can come on Radio 1. You can do Real or No Real. I'll get rid of that fat geezer.
Yeah.
And you can take his place. Yeah.
Real or No Real?
I'm saying real, fam. All the
way. Well, that just shows you what you think of me, doesn't it?
Done, no.
Yeah. No real.
That one is no real.
Oh, come on!
Okay, no, here's what really happened, okay? So here we are, on stage at the Teen Awards with our teen hero.
Hey, say what you wanted to say.
Scott, I think you're doing really well on Strictly.
No, I meant the Hello Wembley bit.
Oh, it's your one chance. Go on, Jack.
Hello Wembley!
You definitely want him to say that.
No, right.
There's no way you did not get him to say that.
Right. He said before to me, when I go on stage, will I have a microphone? I was like, yeah. And he's like, can I say Hello Wembley? I was like, yeah, of course you can. So when we go up there, I'm like, go on, say what you wanted to say. And he goes, I'm really enjoying you on Strictly. I meant Hello Wembley. But that just looks really bad on me.
So it happened, but you didn't force him to do it.
I did not. No.
Did you suggest it in any way?
It was just a mess up. No, I didn't at all, to be honest.
Okay.
I meant the Hello Wembley bit. I honestly did. And next.
The world's widest tongue is 8.3 centimetres wide, the same width as a credit card.
That is mad.
It's good to have something as a sort of point of scale with it, actually, because I was trying to work out what that would be.
Credit card.
Wow.
That's quite a big tongue.
Going to get one of my cards out.
Yeah, get one of your many cards out.
That's wide, we're saying.
jacket.
Yeah, I mean, that is quite wide.
That is very wide.
Wide tongue.
That is very, very... How would you kiss someone if your tongue was that big?
I can't even get my mouth around my... I'm trying to... Okay, everyone, I am trying to currently put my mouth around my credit card.
Yes.
Yeah. I can't do it.
That is huge.
That is... Yes. I don't think that would be possible, because then you'd have a tongue bigger than your mouth. It would be weird.
No, because they might have a massive mouth.
Might have massive mouth.
Massive mouth. But then how are you going to lip someone? Imagine them lipsing their partner. How are they going to stick their tongue in their partner's mouth?
It's not happening. He's got massive mouth.
Yes. Okay. I think no real. Too big.
I'm going to say real on this one, you know.
That one is real.
It's real.
That's disgusting.
The record for the widest tongue is held by...
Looks a bit like you, Charlie.
That's nothing like me.
Held by Byron Schlenker.
Size of that. Looks like he's been stung by a wasp.
From America, and he really...
He's got massive mouth.
Massive mouth.
That is huge.
8 centimetre wide tongue. Check him out. He's all the rage on the internet.
Whoa.
And next.
Last month, President Obama tried to pay for a meal in a New York restaurant, but his card was declined.
Oh.
That burns. President's card decline. Ouch.
Oh. That is pain.
You wouldn't think he'd have to pay for anything, would you? I mean, it's great that he did, but you just think the president walks in, the last thing you're going to be asking for is the, you know, sorting out the money and stuff.
I think it's
right. President's
in
there.
Do you think the president gets everything for free?
Yes, I do.
Doesn't have to pay for anything?
I don't know. I don't know how these things work, Charlie.
Like, even if you went
You know him, don't you?
Even if you went for dirty kebab at the end of the night, you think he'd have to, like, pay money for that?
I don't think that happens.
What, he doesn't go for kebabs?
He does. We've been for a couple.
Is it?
Yeah, Charlie's told me before that
shaving it off the big stick thing. Yeah,
elephant
Donna,
leg. Straight elephant leg thing.
Charlie has said before he knows the president.
Of course I do.
No, you don't, though.
He's a veteran, man.
How do you know the president, please?
We were homies before he was the president.
Ever.
We used to go to hip-hop shows.
President Obama firing the booth would be amazing.
You know what? He's got bars. That's the maddest thing. He's got bars. When I said it to people, they're like, oh, you're a liar. He's got bars. Him and Jay-Z go back-to-back sometimes.
Really?
In the White House.
No, they don't.
They do. They have parties in the White House.
I don't believe anything you say.
And they get on stage and go back to back, and Obama pretends to be Kanye.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, they do Paris, and he gets on the stage and does all Kanye's bits. It's sick, bro. He's actually a bit better than Kanye. Right. He's got bars for days.
I'd never know what to believe with Charlie.
He just hasn't got the same swag as Kanye. That's the only thing that lets him down. Otherwise, he'd be going in. He wouldn't even be the president. He would be doing the damn thing in the church.
Church. Ting in the church.
Telling you now, mate. Telling you now.
Okay, was Obama's card declined?
No real.
Charlie?
I don't know, I've been with him before and this has happened. So I'm going to say real.
That one is real.
There you go.
Yeah.
It was declined because, check this out, he hadn't used it since before he became president.
Whoa.
Wow.
Michelle had to bail him out. Hey, honey, I just use mine.
That's orcs.
And finally, I'm real or no real today.
On the DVD for the Nutty Professor films, you can turn on an option to hear Eddie Murphy making extra farting noises over the top of the film's original soundtrack.
Why? That's the weirdest thing I've ever heard. Why would that... would there be a demand for that as an alternative commentary?
I would watch that.
Would you?
Yeah, I am really into my fart sounds.
I would as well, because farts, don't care what you say, are funny.
They're funny, fam.
So it's the same film, just with extra farts?
Yeah.
Mm. What an interesting idea that is.
Great idea.
You know, like sometimes you get like the extra commentary or something on DVD. This is just extra farts.
So it's rescored.
Yeah, it is.
Right.
Is that real or not? What are you saying?
It's a tough one. Ooh. Is that you?
No.
Was you, Chris? That stinks, fam. That stinks. That's one of them musky ones.
So Charlie, that's not going to work.
That stinks. If you was in there now.
I don't think this would have happened. It seems ridiculous that this would be an alternative option. I'm going to go no real.
Whoa, fam, it's either you sat on a chocolate bar or you got something wrong with your trousers, fam. Awkward.
Awkward.
I'm going to say, I'm gonna say real.
That one is no real.
Oh. It's not real. But this does give us a good excuse to talk about... Have you heard Zayn's new thing?
Yes, oh my gosh, that looks so sick!
So he is re-soundtracking Drive, the Ryan Gosling film, which does sound amazing. So Zayn revealed last night a unique project that he's been working on for Radio 1. On the 30th of October, at 10 p.m., BBC Three will be broadcasting Drive, the Ryan Gosling film, with a new soundtrack. And Zayn is kind of in charge of this. So it's 1975, Bastille, Bring Me the Horizon, Churches, Eric Prydz, all of them taking part. So they're redoing the music for the film. And it's going to be on BBC Three on the 30th of October. That is amazing.
That is sick.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real,
I got 20, Charlie got 20.
Oh, gosh! Oh, gosh. It's a board draw. I didn't tell you what happened with Simon Webb last week.
Oh, what happened?
Oh, hang on. Oh, I think I know about this.
Gosh, God!
So when I walked outside later on, I was getting evils from Simon Webb. But I didn't know if he knew who I was, so I didn't go up to him and say hello or anything like that. But he was staring right at me.
Yeah, he knows who you are.
What did you say?
So obviously, we got him onto the show to try and sabotage his chances of winning Strictly Come Dancing. Our plan was to get all the guests from Strictly onto the show.
Yes.
And slowly but surely sabotage them all. So there can only be one. There can only be one.
How are you sabotaging them? Just by putting one extra?
That's rude.
What then?
That is so rude, fam.
But why are you? How are you doing that then?
Food poison.
Oh, excellent. Thanks.
Yeah. We didn't do it because we actually liked him.
He's nice.
He's a nice
So what
guy.
Did you do?
We spread malicious rumours that used to have started a hate campaign about him, and we showed him this face.
Oh, that's really good for me, isn't it? That's going to make it really awkward at the weekend, isn't it?
Oh,
I wonder why he wasn't talking to me on Saturday. Is it your fault?
Sorry about that.
I thought he was just like a bit miserable or something. That's why he's avoided
me. Well, we come to an agreement that he's going to let you in.
Awesome, thanks for that.
That's
all right. That was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, Charlie Slough is on one extra in 4 minutes. Go on then, waddle along.
Rude.
Those are the best bits of Tuesday's show. Join us tomorrow from 1 p.m. on Radio 1, or hit subscribe now to get this podcast for free every day with all our best bits. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.